The Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morning, Troy, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. You've bought us some extremely colourful vinyl this morning, which I'm excited about.
I have, and I even decided to bring my own cartridges.
He's come prepared.
After last time, I phoned my our colleagues at Autophon said, what should we do about these things? And so I got them Concords.
Some fancy-ass styluses?
Well, cartridges.
All right, there we go.
All right, so
I'm going to hit the first one because it's long and it's great.
Is it fancy?
It's very fancy.
Tell me why.
What, are we talking about the cartridges still?
No.
Oh, the record. It's bright orange, like clementine tangerine.
Ooh,
orange.
Good words.
Yep.
Thank you.
With
good fruits.
With a splattery marble effect.
With a big old splatter effect going on.
And
which is very fitting for the kind of music we're listening to, isn't it?
Yeah. Everyone's recognised this already. Of course, the immortal, now 39-year-old LP from the Tom Tom Club.
Is it that old?
Yeah, 1981.
Wow.
So this was Tom Tom Club, of course, was Tina Weymouth and Chris France, who were half of Talking Heads. And it was after the tour for Remain in Light.
Mm-hmm.
They'd moved to Nassau in the Bahamas next to Chris Blackwell from Island Records.
Oh, really?
And he'd said, why don't you do a single?
And they're like, you're all right, okay, we'll do that.
And where all of this sort of... Crank that a bit. All of those ladies there. That's all Tina's three sisters who were down visiting.
I did not know that. That's really cool.
And they came, they decided to do this track and they decided to make a rap about words.
Right.
And then while on the beach, Tina and her three sisters were remembering sort of jump rope songs from when they were children.
Mm-hmm.
And they integrated into this.
I remember like listening to this first as like a little kid and just being fascinated by this song. My dad's always had Tom Tom Club around the house.
Yeah.
And this one just always like blew my mind. It still blows my mind. It's an amazing song.
For an artist, you like words quite a lot, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially swear words.
So the Real Gone Music out of California reissued this a couple of years ago on Pink, I think. Very limited amount, 400 or something. And then since then they've done a few different pressings of different colours. This one here is my favourite colour of it so far.
The marble.
Yeah.
Orange marble.
Orange marble.
Clementine marble.
Well, what does it say? They actually call it tropical yellow and red. I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah. I can see it. It's definitely got some yellow in there.
Another reason why I liked this record as a kid is because of the cover.
Amazing cover.
Amazing cover on this one. Give us a description there, Tess. A lot of people will be familiar with it already, but...
It's hand-drawn.
Yes.
Certainly hand-drawn.
Probably felt pens.
Felt pens. Line drawings of people and various other doodles. Squiggles. Colourful. Block letters.
That's Tina. There's Chris.
Oh, yeah. It's the band.
Who did the drawing?
Don't know.
Some dollar signs.
Does anybody at home know who did the drawing on the Tom Tom Club record? I'd like to know.
Oh, there's some UFOs. Didn't notice those until just now.
You can hear them in the song.
Well, there's an elephant down the bottom. It's quite a good drawing of an elephant, actually.
They're quite hard to draw. Yeah, that is a good drawing of an elephant.
Oh no, someone's dropped their ice cream on the cover.
Oh no.
It's always sad.
Mm.
Tell me who's playing guitar on this. It's
Pass.
Adrian Belew, I think, isn't it?
Ah, your guess is probably better than mine, I'd say, Troy.
I think it's Belew, who was at the time in King Crimson, but had toured on that Remain in Light tour with Talking Heads.
Tina Weymouth. Definitely the coolest member of the Talking Heads.
Probably.
And I love David Byrne. But she's definitely the coolest. I reckon this would have been a lot of fun to record. I think there's no doubt about that.
I hope so. Hey, it says Lainey Weymouth on the back, who's one of the sisters, in big letters, so maybe she did the drawing.
Ah, okay.
Oh no, there's big letters of lots of names.
Yeah, there's lots of names. Oh, illustration by James Rizzi.
Oh, there we go.
It's squeezed in between the plains and the ocean and the flamingos.
So, Tom Tom Club. We got it back in. Every time we have this in, it goes really quick.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Great record. Nice presentation. I think my former brief time colleague, April Golden, mastered this.
Hi, April. All right, it's a long song, which we love dearly, but we have lots of other songs to play, so I'm going to just politely fade it down. What's the next one?
Well, the next one, hit it.
Oh, over here?
Yeah, over
there. Hang on. I've got to move for this. It's like my arm reach is not quite long enough.
So you've brought us kind of a theme of coloured records here.
Yeah, that was not intentional.
Summery theme. This one is orange.
It's got a summery vibe to it as well.
Listen to this. Listen to how great this is. This, of course, is the maestro Ennio Morricone, the latest collection, themed collection, is called Ennio Morricone Theme Lounge.
Lounge.
Now, Morricone, of course, as we know, didn't make lounge music. He made soundtracks and scores. And what they've done is they've grouped a bunch of selections which kind of fit that sort of hi-fi, sophisticated pad vibe that lounge thing was supposedly about.
Future space age bachelor pad kind of a
that
thing.
That kind of thing, yeah.
You brought us a Western version of
correct
music that wasn't played. Yeah. Yes, that's right, yeah.
So this one here, what we're listening to now, I asked you if you wanted some la-la, and sure enough there is
Troy gave me two options. He said, do you want la-las or na-nas? And I said, la-las, please.
Oh, I don't know if I would pick the difference.
This is this one? La Bombola.
La Bombola.
So this is from 1970, and it was from a documentary about a writer and model, and I've forgotten her name, ridiculously enough. But anyway,
The documentary is called Verushka.
Yes.
Is that the name of the woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. So the la-las you hear, of course, Ada Del Orso, a great. I don't know much of Ms. Del Orso's material outside of her work with Morricone, but apparently she's an extremely famous Italian singer.
Well, she's certainly got a beautiful voice.
And in contrast to What's Wordsworth of Tom Tom Club, she never has words on Morricone stuff. It's always la's.
La la la.
Oh yeah, it's a numbered edition.
That's quite cool. It's the numbered edition is embossed on the back of the record in gold.
And what number is it?
This one is 001951.
Okay, so that's very close to the end of the run. There's 2,000 of these done for worldwide.
Just to give us a description of what's inside the gatefold there, Tess, because it's pretty cool.
Inside the gatefold are all the poster arts for the various films that these songs are off. Is that correct?
Yeah, and yeah. It's a sort of a range of films ranging from a sort of bawdy comedy to a crime. Speaking of crime, watch the space in the next few weeks. There's probably another Morricone collection.
Nice.
What do you think?
I think this is a cool. This is a very cool thing to do in a record.
Yeah,
quite like it.
The front as well is quite spectacular. It's got one of those big sort of 1960s egg chairs. I'm sure people who know about design and stuff will be able to tell me it's a very fancy and famous designer. And it's got a pair of quite bare legs with very high heels sort of suggestively sticking out of it.
I'd rather see some socks on those feet, but there you go.
There's there was an egg chair in The Sims that looked just like that I'd always select.
I know the one.
Yeah, it's fantastic, wasn't it?
All right, what's this, Troy?
Well, we move from the frivolous to the quite militant. What you have here is from the third album from Salt.
Salt.
Salt. This one here is not so on the nose and direct as a lot of the tunes on the record. This is a record called Untitled Brackets, Black As Closed Brackets. This is a record about calling time on racism and institutional racism and murder by law enforcement.
This is an awesome record. Is it? They are very prolific as a band, and they're very mysterious as well.
Well, it's not even a year and a half. They've released these three albums. There's another one that they've put out digitally, which will be released physically when it gets pressed.
Yep. That's kind of a companion record to this one, isn't it?
It's like the sequel to it, I think. It's called Rise. Now, if you look at the cover of this, you have the left fist
raised to the sky.
This is saying the situation. Rise is overcoming the situation, moving forward, I think. So, like you say, completely prolific, completely mysterious. It's not a gimmick, the mysteriousness. It's everything you need to know about Salt you can hear by listening.
Yeah.
And they range in their styles are pretty amazing. They range from a straight neo-soul to like weird throwback sort of trip-hop like this tune.
Yeah, yeah.
To hip-hop rhythms, all kinds of stuff. But it's all, particularly with this record, it's a very, very clear message.
The only clue to who could be in Salt or in the kind of Salt family, because I suspect there's a collection of people probably involved, is it says it's produced by Inflow on the back.
Now, also on the same label, Forever Living Originals, is this album that I've brought just to show you because it's so cool, which is the Cleo Soul LP. And this one here, also produced by Inflow, there's a little picture of Inflow inside. If you listen to the vocals of Cleo Soul and you listen to the Salt vocals, not particularly on this tune but others, it's most likely Cleo Soul singing. But does
food
it,
for thought?
Does it matter? I guess not. Because these are great records. And this Cleo Soul one, which is far more sort of a future R&B type direction than what Salt do. Stunning. Rose in the Dark. We just got both of them in.
It makes you think if you've got a collection of artists who are potentially quite well known in other fields.
Yes.
Working together on something like Salt, it must be quite a liberating thing to
probably
do it.
Although
anonymously.
You'll see that they've credited Michael Kiwanuka on one of the tunes.
And Laurette Josiah as well.
Yeah. Now, Laurette Josiah, is she a poet, isn't she?
I think so, yeah.
Kiwanuka, of course, Inflow's produced and wrote. With Michael Kiwanuka. That one with Michael Kiwanuka Bow is actually my favourite tune on the record.
Cool.
But it's so far outside the rest of the sound, it's completely unrepresentative. So if anyone was coming to them cold, they'd get a completely different idea of what Salt may be about.
But that being said, it sits very well in this record, does it not?
It does.
Yeah.
I think is the one that that most people that people on the internet were all over was the one Wildfires, which is the one that which most clearly states about take off your badge. We know it was murder. But this is a fantastic double LP from Salt. Forever Living Originals is a independent out of London.
Another clue.
Yeah. And all I can tell you is the person we deal with it at Forever Living Originals is her name is Amber. There you go. That's all we know.
That's all the clues we've got.
And they don't tell us nothing.
We like a little bit of mystery in our music, though.
Yes.
And they put out great records, so go forth and keep conquering, Salt, I say. That is a wonderful album. And now, are they all on the shelves at the moment?
Yes. Now, you're going to have to be quick for Salt. Every time we got five or seven in, they go really quickly. We've managed to get a few more fives and a few more sevens. We've got a few of these untitled. And we've got a few of the Cleo Souls, but we're getting people from all over the country are wanting it. So you want to be quick.
Race you there.
All right.
Fantastic.
I'll be there.
Well, you'll be there. Yeah, you'll be there before me. And you've also brought us Ennio Morricone lounge theme and a bit of the Tom Tom Club as well.
Yes.
Some great choices.
And it worked with those autophones, didn't it?
They did. They sounded great.
Well done.
Thank you very much, Troy. We'll see you next week.
All right.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.